Welcome to iRun Radio. Coming up, getting kids moving.
So we had 20 runners this year running the kids marathon, and it was a really nice opportunity to put them in a different environment, get them away from, you know, running, jogging with their parents, out of their comfort level, and have some fun in a big race. And so all 20 kids had a great time, came out with huge smiles, fancy medals, and it was a very positive experience for everyone involved.
Teaching students the lessons of running.
Each run is a challenge, but then you get stronger. Like, the race isn't going to get easier, you get stronger. And isn't that the case in life as well? It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy all the time. But when you do face a challenge, you're going to learn to persevere and to breathe and just to take another step, and you're going to be okay. And you are strong enough to get through whatever difficulties arise because you've done this with running. I think that's what running really can be teaching our kids.
And learning the mental side of training and racing.
The mental game has been huge for me, just trying to work on that and continue to, you know, be able to be positive when it gets tough in a race, that kind of thing. And just, you know, you don't have to kill every workout, but if you're hitting the paces you're supposed to hit, then you're successful at that workout. Every race, every workout, every run has something that it can teach you if you let it.
On this edition of iRun Radio, we'll talk to a couple of women who are inspiring young people to run. One is a teacher who led a group of runners into Ottawa Race Weekend. The other organizes a running club that has more than 100 kids starting at the age of 4. And we're going to talk to a runner, chiropractor, and coach who's going to tell us some of the mental aspects of running. She's working on a special issue of iRun magazine that will be coming out in a few months. But let's get things started now with the editor and general manager of iRun, Ben Kaplan. Hello, Ben.
Hey there.
How are you this week?
Oh, feeling just fine. Thanks for asking.
There's been some really good weather in Ottawa this past week, so I've had some great runs. It's been warm, but not too hot. It hasn't been humid. It's just been great running weather. So it's been, you know, there have been a couple times where I've been out there and I didn't want it to be over, so I ran an extra couple of kilometers, you know? How often do you do that?
Oh, isn't that just the best?
Yeah.
And another thing is, the more you do it, I've found, especially this week, I almost wrote a story about it today, you know, sometimes going in this week, like, the more you do it, the easier it gets. Maybe I'm not running hard, but I'm just running, and I'm just running consistently, and it's feeling better. It felt better as the week went on. Just, I don't know, loosening up a little bit or something like that. But maybe it's the way, I don't know. But it's, I agree, a great week of running.
Yeah, and every once in a while you have one of those runs where at the start of the run you're like, my legs are not really feeling that good. I don't know how far I'm going to run. And then a couple of kilometers later, everything's great, you know, and you're flying.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling. So I wanted to ask you, have you gotten your kids into running yet, or have your kids gotten into running yet?
No, I'm so glad you asked that. One of my favorite stories of this year has been running with my son. Now, my son is in junior kindergarten, and it's been a rocky transition for him. And I've spent a lot of time this year dealing with him and dealing with the school, and it's not his fault, and he's got a late birthday, and he's a young boy, and he's not a bad kid or an evil kid or anything like that, but he has a hard time sitting still. So
he's a boy. He's a four-year-old boy.
Right.
Of course he has a hard time sitting still, right?
Right. It sounds ridiculous, but in my home, this has been of grave concern, as happens when, you know, you want to worry about your kid, whatever. And it's fallen on me, you know, I'm disciplining him often. But we did the zoo run together, and it was coming at a trying time, and it's this race, and me and my boy went out there, just us two, and we did it, and he was wonderful. He was triumphant, you know, and afterwards we ran into the sprinklers, and we just had ourselves a day, and his race bib is up on the wall, and it was, you know, daddy and his son, and it was just
awesome.
One of my favorite, if not my favorite race I've ever done. You know what? I'm just going to go out and say it. The best run I've ever done.
Yeah. I can remember doing a run with my son probably 3-4 years ago when he was probably about 4 years old, maybe five. And it was just a fun run, 1 kilometer. I think it was the first or second time he'd done it. He's done maybe half a dozen of these events now, including a 2.5K and a 5K. So he's getting up there in distance a little bit. He's 9 now. But back then it was a 1K and he crossed the finish line and they gave him a ribbon. And he was so excited about getting this ribbon. And then he turned around and looked at me and he said, why did they give you a ribbon too? because he thought he had won the race, of course, right? So he thought he was in first place. He hasn't learned that everybody gets a, you know, in our events, everybody gets a medal. Everybody gets a ribbon. It's participation. It's not about who wins.
I tell you, though, that story right there, it really goes to the core of, like, what it is that we love about the sport. Like, just, you know, it has nothing to do with the time. That has nothing to do with the training. It's got nothing to do with whatever, speed work or hills. And all that stuff is great, but it's just the experience of being a runner and how that adds to your life and the life of your loved ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, on the show today, we are going to be talking to not one but two people who have inspired young people to run. I should point out, by the way, I have never pushed my kids into running. If they want to do it, that's great. Mm-hmm. If they want to do some other sport, I'll support them in that. So just because I'm a runner and I am passionate about running and I never shut up about it doesn't mean they have to be runners. I'm not somebody who's insisting upon it for them. If they want to join me sometimes, great. If they don't, that's fine too. But we're going to talk about a couple of people who have inspired young people to run. And there is a group of young runners who participated in Ottawa Race Weekend. We're going to talk to the woman who led that group. And then we're going to talk to a teacher at a high school here in Ottawa, Bell High School. And they were in Ottawa Race Weekend as well. And in fact, their final exam for this program that this teacher, Karen Kerlicki, ran at the school, their final exam was to run the 5K. And I got to see her at the finish line watching her students. She ran it too, and I saw her cross the finish line, and then she waited for her students at the end, and I saw one after another of them crossing the finish line and her telling them, "You passed the course. You got 100%. Great job." And it was so fun to see that, you know, it was so inspiring to see her doing that. And to hear her talk about how it has changed the lives of some of those students. Some of them are athletic, and for them it's like, okay, great, I just did something new, that's pretty cool. Some of them never thought they could run 100 meters, let alone 5K. And to hear her talk about how it makes her feel to watch them progress and to do something they never thought they could do before, and what a powerful life lesson that is for them as young adults and teenagers. It's incredible. You know, you think about that. To show somebody you can go from not being able to do something to being able to do it in a few short months if you follow the plan. That is such an important life lesson for a young person.
My friend, life is good.
Yeah.
You know, we're lucky enough. I mean, stuff like this and people like that, you know, the opportunities we're afforded to, you know, steer some of these experiences and using running just as a vehicle for improving lives. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing.
I think running is a great teacher. All right, Ben, thank you so much for being on the show with us again this week.
I appreciate it. Great show. Great lineup.
That is Ben Kaplan, iRun's editor and general manager. Coming up next, a runner who started a club for kids, and it's grown from a few friends and family members to more than 100 participants. For some, they are a brother, a sister, a mother, or a father. But for all of us, they are heroes. Show your support for the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces. Join iRun at the 11th Annual Canada Army Run, presented by BMO, in support of Soldier On and the Support Our Troops Fund. Join us as we run, walk, and roll through the streets of Ottawa Gatineau with our military in Canada's most inspiring race, the 2018 Canada Army Run, September 23rd. This is no ordinary race. Register at armyrun.ca. Welcome back to iRun Radio. iRun Radio is on the air every Sunday morning on 1310 News in Ottawa, and you can also listen to the podcast and check out past editions of the show at irun.ca. Just click on Radio. Jennifer Dawson is one of the organizers of a running club in Ottawa that has grown to more than 100 members. And here's the best part, they're all kids. Jennifer and her colleagues have found a way to motivate and engage young people. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me how your running club for kids, how that got started, and how many kids you've got running with you now.
Well, we started about 2.5 years ago as a group of parents kind of in our neighborhood that were interested in giving back and encouraging the kids in the neighborhood to be active, developing a nice active cohort for our own families, and also giving back in the sense of when we were young, we had a lot of people volunteering and helping us learn how to be active and work hard and achieve our goals. And so myself, I was kind of at the time of my life when I was interested in doing the same and passing it on to the next generation. So in the fall of 2016, the Ontario Medical Association came out with a Kids Run Club initiative where they developed a system to help school groups and community groups encourage kids to run, be active in a positive, non-competitive manner. And so they provided support for coaches, support for the families, and a little gift for the kids as well. One year it was a water bottle, one year it was sunglasses. And so I signed up for that and gathered a few of my friends who enjoy running from the community, and we got started that way.
Okay, so it started out as you and a few friends, and what has it grown to now?
Well, in the spring session, which just ended a couple of weeks ago, we had 120 children and 35
wow.
volunteers.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of kids running.
It is. So that's our fourth session. So we've done four, and we went from about five volunteers to 35 volunteers, which I think is incredible.
Okay. And how old are the kids, and how far are they running?
The kids' age range from 4 to 14. And really, the distances range a lot. It depends what the kids are interested in doing, what kind of running and sports backgrounds they're coming in with. The main importance of our program is welcoming kids of all abilities. So we have some children that are aiming at 12 years old to run a kilometer, you know, without being out of breath, and that's great. We have other kids that could easily run a 10-kilometer and are looking to have some fun and work hard in the community. And so really we welcome everybody, and we try to structure the sessions so that no matter what your speed or background or interest level, you can have fun and be welcomed and achieve your goals.
So how often are these kids running as part of your program?
Well, just because our program is dependent on volunteers, we've been organizing an 8-week session in the fall and in the spring. And so we meet once a week for 8 weeks, and we split off into teams with a lead coach organizing some fun activities. Parents are expected to jog along and help the coaches and participate. And then we run and do active fun games for about 45 minutes each week.
Okay. And is it difficult getting kids interested in running? Because, look, they're running is fun and kids like to do it. I think they tend to like to run in short bursts rather than for a sustained period of time. I always worry that it could get a little monotonous for them after a while, and that there's nothing to kind of engage them like a ball or a score or that kind of thing.
I think that it's incredible the power of positive role models. So I think when kids see us as parents being active and getting enjoyment out of running, you know, goofing around a little when we're doing sports, and also the peers, I think that really helps a lot. But one thing is that we're not just running for 45 minutes with the kids. All of the coaches are doing different types of games, drills, sessions, using, you know, little tokens. Like one group had chalk, and every time they ran around the block, they drew a little picture on the sidewalk, then they kept running. Another coach with the oldest group uses popsicle sticks. So every time they do a half-kilometer loop, they get a popsicle stick. So the goal isn't to win and run it as fast as you can and beat everybody else. The goal is to challenge yourself. You say, okay, today I want 10 popsicle sticks, which means I'm going to run a 5K. And so they aim to get those 10 popsicle sticks, and they really don't even know where they are in comparison to everyone else. It's not a race. It's more about challenging yourself. And so we're using different strategies like that to encourage the kids to have fun and work hard and be encouraged even when they're just entering the sport at any age.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's great. It's a great way of engaging them and inspiring them. Because I think for a lot of people, running is something that they take up in their 30s or even later in some cases. And so the more kids can be running when they are young, and they don't have to run far, of course, but the more likely it is that they'll be staying healthy through their 20s and maybe starting to do things like maybe running their first 10K or half marathon as a teenager or as a young adult.
I mean, I think that kids can do anything they want once they get those building blocks to physical literacy in place. And if we can give them a nice, welcoming environment where they can experiment, they can make mistakes, they can learn and have fun, use their bodies, get some tools under their belt so they can, you know, manage their mental health in the future, I think that they can then go on to do any sport they like. Even just by having a little more endurance, you're going to have a lot more fun on the soccer field if you can run up and down without it hurting. We're seeing things like that already happening coming out of this program.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the participation level in Ottawa Race Weekend. You had some of the members of your club were part of Ottawa Race Weekend this year?
Yes. So Ottawa Race Weekend started an initiative last year where they started a kids run initiative, and they invited school groups, and in our case, our community team, to have children participate in the Ottawa Kids Marathon. And so this is a 1.2 kilometer run. However, the twist is the parents aren't allowed. So essentially you had a sea of children with each team had one coach. And so we had 20 runners this year running the Kids Marathon. And it was a really nice opportunity to put them in a different environment, get them away from, you know, running, jogging with their parents out of their comfort level and have some fun in a big race. And so all 20 kids had a great time, came out with huge smiles, fancy medals, and it was a very positive experience for everyone involved. So we had kids ranging from 6 to 14 in the race, and some were quite nervous, but all of them completed it and seemed to be ready to come back next year, which is the ultimate achievement for us, is to have them want to sign up next year.
Yeah. And what did it feel like for you and for the other volunteers to see the kids participating in that way?
In the Ottawa Marathon?
Just to see them running and to see them crossing the finish line and having that experience and enjoying it.
Well, once again, I think it's really neat to see what kids do when you get them out of their comfort zone and challenge them. And all the kids just stepped up and had a really fun time. And I think ultimately that's what makes me feel good, is seeing kids, especially kids that perhaps weren't as interested in sport at the start of the program, leave realizing, you know, if I work hard, I can actually do this. And so that's really fun to see, and watching their independence and their confidence change because of that.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your own running background, because you're a runner, obviously. You're sharing your passion for the sport with these kids. Tell me a little bit about your running.
Well, I grew up running in North Bay, actually, and I was fortunate to have quite a few people that really volunteered a lot of time into teaching me that I could work hard and achieve whatever goals I wanted in running. So I grew up as a fairly competitive runner in my teenage years, and I've now taken that as an adult to basically use it as a tool to keep me happy and sane and physically fit and healthy throughout my life. And so I run with my kids, I run with my husband, and most people in the Alta Vista area will see me because I pretty much run everywhere, to work, to school, usually to grocery shopping. And so I just enjoy being active and find it really helps me stay healthy and feel good.
So you actually go running when you're picking up groceries?
Oh, yes. Yep. We have a big stroller, and so we often do our errands running. And my children actually come along too.
Okay, cool. Your kids obviously enjoy running and running with their mom?
I think it's really important that we demonstrate as parents, you know, that we can be active. And so my husband and I put a lot of energy into staying on our feet, running around with our kids and showing them that we are taking care of ourselves as well. And so because of that, yeah, our kids enjoy running with us. At this point of their lives, our kids are still fairly young, and so we just try to keep it as fun as possible and keep the emphasis on that. But it is really fun to be at the stage in life where my 9-year-old daughter can come for a jog with me, and we're both having fun. I think that's a pretty fun thing to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you participate in running events? Have there been some highlights of some of the events you've done?
To be honest, I haven't done a lot of races for about 20 years. I ended up taking physical activity in a different direction throughout my university years and more stayed extremely active, doing as many sports as I could after being a competitive runner for quite a few years in my teenage years. And so I do try to enter in the odd 5, 10K just to show my daughter that I, too, challenge myself. But these days I'm finding a lot of enjoyment in using it for my own regulation and to feel good and to demonstrate the importance of it for the kids.
Wow. So you're running for the joy of it rather than to train for a particular event.
I run without a watch. I run quite a bit, but I purely do it for myself and for my family.
Cool. Good for you. Well, thank you for what you're doing to inspire the next generation of kids as runners. I think it's terrific. It's going to make a huge difference. And I think teaching kids about fitness and teaching them to have fun and enjoy it and to run wild and to run free is really important, whether they're participating in events like Ottawa Race Weekend or not. So congratulations for doing that. Keep it up. And thank you for being on the show with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
That's Jennifer Dawson, who is one of the leaders of a kids' running club in Ottawa. Coming up next, another inspiring woman who is helping to pass on her passion for running to the next generation. For some, they are a brother, a sister, a mother, or a father. But for all of us, they are heroes. Show your support for the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces. Join iRun at the 11th Annual Canada Army Run. Presented by BMO, in support of Soldier On and the Support Our Troops Fund. Join us as we run, walk, and roll through the streets of Ottawa Gatineau with our military in Canada's most inspiring race, the 2018 Canada Army Run, September 23rd. This is no ordinary race. Register at armyrun.ca. I met my next guest at the finish line of the 5K race at Ottawa Race Weekend. I watched as Karen Kerlicki welcomed runners who had just completed the race and told them they had earned 100% on their final test. Karen is a teacher at Bell High School in Ottawa, and she has led a group of teenagers through a school program. They've taken up running and learned some great lessons along the way. Karen, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here today with you, Mark.
So tell me a little bit about the kids who were running at Ottawa Race Weekend. I saw you at the finish line, and as kids came across, you were telling them, you just passed the test, you get 100%.
They did. So we run a fitness program, as many high schools do in Ottawa, where the kids can run a 5K or a 10K for their exam. It's their summative, one of their summative marks. And it doesn't matter in what time they run the race, they train for it and they set a goal for it and they just have to cross the finish line in order to get 100% on their exam. So they spend a huge amount of hours training for it and then they basically leave it out all on the road and then they get to participate in the best race in Canada. And it's so exciting for them to have that accomplishment under their belt, and really you can't take that away from them, and we never diminish any of those accomplishments no matter how fast or slow they are. They get 100% just for participating in that race.
Right on. So how many students were participating at Ottawa Race Weekend?
This year we had a really small group. It was only 15. Usually we have at least 45, but it's Ramadan right now, and it's really hard for some of our students to participate in an evening race after fasting and not being able to drink water all day. So as that shifts, of course, we'll have more students in future years. But we had 15 kids that were able to participate this year, and of course they all made it across the finish line. They all got 100%.
Right on. So tell me about some of those kids and what they went through, what they experienced as they trained for and then completed the race.
The kids that we had this year in particular, many of them were either new to Canada or international students or transfer students or exchange students. So they were ESL, English as a Second Language, or new to Canada, had never really experienced our culture here or what it was like to exercise or really even been permitted to exercise before. So we have kids that who have literally not been in the country for a full year yet, and English is definitely their second language. So we had a significant number of those students participating with us in class, and for some of them, they'd either had never run at all before, period, never exercised at all, period, or the furthest that they had run was 800 meters ever in their life. That was the distance. So when they come here and we say that you're going to run 5,000, you're going to run a 5-kilometer race, they basically say that's impossible. That's not physically possible for my body, and I have to leave. And they don't. They stick it out. They learn how to pace themselves. That's the most important thing, is they learn how to pace, and they have each other for support. And no matter where they are in the pack, they know that every step is going to help them get towards the finish line. So by the end, we had, 25 kids running 6 kilometers in preparation to be able to run 5 kilometers well. So they started off with 1K, and they built all the way up to over 6 kilometers, which was very inspiring to watch these kids from all over the world and speaking, 7 different languages, supporting each other as they were training for that finish line.
I'm sure it was. So did you see a change in some of the kids over the course of the training program?
Absolutely. So we do see changes physically, but obviously the biggest change is the confidence level. Many of these kids literally said that, I'll never be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to complete this task. And to see them learn that as they apply their goals and as they apply feedback, that they are so capable and they actually can do this, and they're so proud of themselves, and to have them, it's just so exciting to see mentally, like their mental health improves, their psychological health improves, they're more social with each other, they come to class with their shoulders back, they're smiling, they're high-fiving each other, everything about them as a person changes. And you got kids literally throwing down their sweatshirts at the end of a run saying, did you see me? And kids finishing and saying, I am so proud of myself, did you see how well I paced today? Not how fast I am, but how well I paced today. And they have to sit in a circle every week and tell each other what they're proud of accomplishing, who has inspired them and why. And it changes people. But, when these kids are out on the road and they see what they can do and what other people around them can do, it's very powerful.
And what was it like for you at the finish line of the 5K at Ottawa Race Weekend, watching these kids come across?
It's so emotional. It's so, it just brings tears to our eyes, because they literally, I know at the beginning that they are capable of doing it, but they don't. And so when that changes, and then there's this culmination of crossing a finish line in this massive race, and you're surrounded by thousands of people, and it's so emotional for them because they realize that they could do it. So all those times that someone else believed in them, now they can believe in themselves, and that they can apply that same goal setting strategy and that same one step after another to anything in their lives. It's so emotional, because you realize that for some of them, this will change everything for them, and they are so thrilled. And it's such an honor to be a part of that and to witness that and to know that you've helped them reach that, and that they maybe are different people and more confident from here on in.
Well, you've made a huge difference in their lives. That's very inspiring. It's not just what they're doing is inspiring, but what you're doing.
I hope so.
Yeah, and it's. I always say that running is a great lesson, a great metaphor for life, because it does teach you that you can do anything you want to, as long as you do the work to get there, right?
Exactly. It's putting in the time. And so you have to put the time in and the work in. You do. And it also teaches you to persevere. I mean, look at where our kids are struggling these days, and they do really struggle with resilience. There's always instant feedback about everything, and it's hard for them to look at something long term and say, is this going to be worth it? And when we teach them to run, and that each run is a challenge, but then you get stronger. Like, the race isn't going to get easier, you get stronger. And isn't that the case in life as well? It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy all the time. But when you do face a challenge, you're going to learn to persevere and to breathe and just to take another step, and you're going to be okay. And you are strong enough to get through whatever difficulties arise, because you've done this with running. I think that's what running really can be teaching our kids.
And what about for you? Tell me a little bit about how you got into running before you started sharing this passion for it with the kids at your school. Tell me a little bit about your interest in running.
I was a track athlete and then a volleyball player in university. So I did some running, but it was all very short distance when I was a teenager. I never ran more than 400 meters because that's terrible. And then I played volleyball at university, and then a friend of mine who had never played university sports asked me to go for a jog with her, and I couldn't keep up. And I was mortified that this this woman that I considered not to be as athletic as myself, which is so arrogant, could run a lot further than I could without tiring. And so in that moment, I decided that I needed to learn to train and learn to keep up with her. And we did the Ottawa race weekend about 20 years ago together, and we ran it in 53 minutes, which I thought was amazing. And then I ran into a university professor of mine at another race. We continued to run together, and my professor kicked my butt, and she was running a 45-minute 10K, and I was so upset that my professor, who had three kids, could beat me. So I decided to train harder so that I could run sub 45. And so that's what I started to do, and I just decided that needed to be shared. And I learned to persevere and deal with, you know, any kind of stress or whatever. I continued to run and continued to push my times down as far as I could. And then it helped me recover from major illnesses. I had some real huge health struggles, and one of my goals is always to get back to the Ottawa race weekend and be able to cross that finish line. It's always a goal of mine anytime there's a struggle, is to get back there. It's really important in my life, and I feel like if I can share that with others and show them that if you can persevere and reach your goals no matter what you've suffered, you can still get up again and try again. And so I'm a lot slower than I used to be. I'm certainly not running 41-minute 10Ks anymore, but that's okay. I'm still running, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, good for you. And it sounds like you're a little bit competitive. Some of those early stories suggest there's a bit of a competitive streak there.
Yes, I struggle sometimes watching as my body ages. I'm not able to keep up with some of my fastest students now, which is a little frustrating, but it doesn't matter. But at the same time, I'd still itch to always try to win, which is disastrous, I think. But
that's
yes,
okay.
I always am striving to go a bit faster, but as we age, of course, now we're looking just at the clock, not the people around us.
Yeah.
And that's okay too. But yes, I really do want to win all the time.
Whatever keeps you going. Exactly. And you mentioned you don't have to get into details about the health struggles you've had, but I've talked to other runners, and it really, running becomes a goal, and it becomes a bit of a benchmark too, that when you're
absolutely
able to run again, that's a sign that you're on a path to getting better, right?
Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah, I was septic after my son was born and had several life-saving surgeries, and I got home in a wheelchair. It was 10 months of me being completely, basically immobilized and couldn't even hold him while I was standing up. So for me to walk down the street, and then I ran, and it just took a long time, but that was my benchmark. As soon as I could run, that was unbelievable. It's just such joy. Like, there's so much freedom and power, and I felt so much more that I could be myself when I was running. So yeah, it was really important to me to get back to that, to running and to be able to race again. And that was my big, big reason to get back, and to be able to say, see, like, you can't get me. Look at me cross the finish line. Like, I'm not dead.
Well, good for you. That's very inspiring, Karen. And what you're doing with these young students is really impressive, and really making a difference in their lives, not just physically, but mentally, and teaching them about what's possible and opening their minds to that. I think it's incredible. So well done, and congratulations to all the students who participated this year. And thanks.
I'll certainly pass it on.
Yeah, thank you for being on the show.
It's my pleasure, Mark, as always.
That's Karen Kurlicki, who is a teacher at Bell High School here in Ottawa. Coming up next, we'll talk about the mental side of running and more with a runner and coach who's working on a special edition of iRun magazine. For some, they are a brother, a sister, a mother, or a father. But for all of us, they are heroes. Show your support for the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces. Join iRun at the 11th Annual Canada Army Run, presented by BMO in support of Soldier On and the Support Our Troops Fund. Join us as we run, walk, and roll through the streets of Ottawa-Gatineau with our military in Canada's most inspiring race, the 2018 Canada Army Run, September 23rd. This is no ordinary race. Register at armyrun.ca. Brittany Moran is a chiropractor and a running coach, and she's putting together a special digital issue of iRun that will be out in a couple of months. It will break down everything a runner needs to prepare for a 5K, 10K, half marathon, or marathon, from food to stretching to gear to the mental side of running, things like race day nerves and pacing and strategy. Brittany has also run a few marathons herself. Brittany, welcome to iRun Radio.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about how you got into running, and then we'll talk about some of the work that you're doing in preparation for the digital issue in September, when you're going to be talking about all kinds of different things from all of your experience. How did this start for you?
So
I've been a runner for forever. It's always kind of been my sport of choice. So I started running when I was probably 8 or 9. And I first kind of really took to running because I could beat some of the boys. And that kind of, yeah. And then I just kind of stuck with it. I was really lucky to go to an elementary school and a high school where the track team and the cross country team were a big deal. And there were great coaches to encourage me along the way. And, you know, I had some decent success early. And so stuck with it. And here we are now.
Good for you. And so you do marathons. You've done all kinds of different distances. Is that right?
Yeah. So high school, I was 1500 meter runner. And then in university, it was more 15, 3K. And then when I graduated from university, I went to chiropractic college, so I didn't really have time to be on a team. So I just trained for half marathons on my own. And then when I graduated, I just started running further and did my first marathon without any coaching. And then it went fairly well. So I got a coach and yeah. And so I've been running marathons now for 4 years.
Okay. And let's talk about your chiropractic practice. And how does that inform your running? What have you learned about running through becoming a chiropractor?
Oh, tons. So I actually work at a place called the Runners Academy. So we see the majority of the people we see are runners, which is awesome. And it's, yeah, definitely forced me to learn a lot about my own running and my own training. And I think that that's the great thing about running is that there's always, doesn't matter how long you've been running, there's always things you can learn and evolve and get better at.
Yeah. Can you give me a couple of examples?
From my practice specifically?
Things that you've learned along the way that you can pass on to other runners.
Yeah. So a big thing that I've been kind of having a lot of revelations with lately is just kind of more the mental side of running and just kind of the way you approach, the way I approach races and training in general. At this point, it's kind of, you know, I can only run so much. I can only, you know, go so fast in the interval. So I have to kind of, you know, be really good at all the other stuff in order to make gains at this point. So, yeah, the mental game has been huge for me, just trying to work on that and continue to, you know, be able to be positive when it gets tough in a race, that kind of thing. And just even the approach to training. And I think, too, I had some big revelations this last season, just in my approach to training. You know, you don't have to kill every workout, but if you're hitting the paces you're supposed to hit, then you're successful at that workout. I think every race, every workout, every run has something that it can teach you if you let it.
That's a very good way of putting it. So I understand you did the Rotterdam Marathon, which I know is a favorite of elite runners. Many of them have been to that particular event. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, it was great. It was my first time traveling overseas to compete, which I was a little bit nervous about. But actually, once I discovered that I could bring my own food in my checked bag, I was a lot less stressed. It was awesome. I flew out on the Wednesday, so I got there Thursday afternoon, and the race was on Sunday. I felt like I had the time change didn't really affect me too much, I don't think. And then the race was great. Yeah, it was really well organized. It was beautiful, nice course, very flat, which was amazing. I ended up being alone a little bit more than I expected, but that was me not having great race tactics. it was good. It was a personal best. I didn't quite hit the goal I was going for, so it was a bittersweet ending, but can't be upset with a personal best.
Yeah, absolutely. And would you recommend that event to other runners?
Yeah, I thought it was great. And Rotterdam was a great city, too. The Netherlands it was great to be able to travel. And so my husband and I actually spent a week after just kind of touring around, too, which was really nice.
And I understand you also organize a run club in Toronto. Is that right?
So I'm one of the Nike Toronto running coaches.
Okay.
So it's organized through Nike.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it's great. So, I mean, it's ever evolving in what we do. But, yeah, we've leading into Sporting Life 10K, we had we called it the 10 to 10 journey. So it was 10 weeks leading into Sporting Life 10K where we met every week and we we would do kind of a recovery run on Wednesdays, and then we would post the workouts kind of for the rest of the week leading into it, and we had lots of people run some pretty big PBs and great races.
And what's the experience like for you being a coach and sharing your passion for running with others and seeing them develop into people who can complete a 10K or a half marathon or a marathon?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's been a lot of fun. I've learned, I think you learn a lot being on the other side of things too. I do some personalized coaching as well on the side, and it's funny because sometimes I'll see, you know, I get emails from the athletes that I'm coaching, and I can see when I have my coaching hat on, you know, oh, that's, you know, why are you thinking that way? But then when I put my athlete hat on, I'm like, oh, I think I do the exact same thing. So it's been eye-opening in that way. And yeah, I mean, it's a great community that Nike has formed, and it's been awesome to be a part of it. I've been with them now for 2 years, and it's been amazing.
And what's your next big goal in running?
So I'm running the Waterfront 10K this weekend, which is not so much a goal, but my next big one will be Chicago Marathon in the fall.
Okay, I'm doing that one too.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Amazing. Have you done it before?
I have done it before. It's a terrific race. I love it.
It's so good. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And I've talked about it before on the show, but one of the things I like is for a big city marathon, it's manageable. It starts and finishes downtown. You don't have to be at the start line 3 hours beforehand. You don't have to take a bus there, all of that.
Yeah.
So while I love New York and Boston, and I would do those anytime, Chicago is special because it has that start and finish close together downtown.
Yeah, and nice and flat.
Yeah, and very scenic, too. You get to see downtown Chicago and the architecture and all of that. It's great.
Yeah.
Highly recommend
great.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah, this will be my third time running in, and
okay.
I had a big breakthrough last year, so hopefully
right on.
That can happen again.
Yeah. So it's early yet, and we're not going to see the results of your work until the digital issue of iRun in September, but tell us a little bit about what you're working on in terms of the advice you're going to be giving to runners.
Yeah, so the idea is kind of that it's just going to be, you know, my guide to the racing season, which is super exciting. I am really honored to be able to share all of that. So basically we're going to break it down by distance, so 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon, and then I'm just going to kind of touch on all the different aspects leading into that specific race. So the topics will kind of stay the same but evolve through the different distances and what kind of is most pertinent for that distance.
Okay, and you're going to get into everything from the training to the nutrition to race day nerves and how you should pace yourself, what your race strategy should be, all of that kind of stuff?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So, and what is your approach on race day? What advice do you have for people in terms of strategy and pacing and making sure that they don't go out too fast or too slow?
Yeah, well,
because I've done both. I should mention that. I've gone out too slow and I've gone out too fast.
I typically go out too fast myself.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing with the marathon is it's tough off the start, right? Because you've got your adrenaline, you're excited, you've probably tapered for a week or two or three, and you're raring to go. But the key for the marathon is that you need to have it feel easy for the first half. And I think one of the downfalls that I face with my own running is that I'm very connected to the plan. Like, if there's a plan, I'm going to do that plan until I fail. But, you know, some days it's just not going to be your day to follow that plan. So I think one of the things that I'm working on is not being so married to a plan and rather being able to adapt come race day, depending on how I feel, depending on where the race is happening. You know, if there's a group of people behind me, then maybe it's worth dropping back a bit to be able to run with people. So I think, yeah, especially when it comes to the marathon, keeping the first half feel easy, and then, you know, the race starts more around 26, 30K.
Yeah.
And that's when you have to push.
Yeah, and you kind of just have to lay the groundwork for that first stage and not worry too much about what's going on.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, obviously have an idea of what your pacing should be. I usually like to have a little bit of a range to kind of stick in, because it's unlikely you're going to run every kilometer the exact pace, but if you can have a bit of a range to stay within, then that works well.
Right on. Well, I'm looking forward to that issue. It's going to prepare everybody for the fall racing season perfectly and give them all the information they need. And it's great to chat with you, Brittany. I'll look forward to seeing you in Chicago as well. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah. Anytime. Thanks so much.
That's Brittany Moran, a runner, coach, and chiropractor in Toronto. She's working on a special issue of iRun coming out in a couple of months. Coming up on next week's edition of iRun Radio, we're going to talk about the incredible life and legacy of Indigenous runner and Boston Marathon champion Tom Longboat. Hope you can join us then. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.